Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now to talk all anything NFL, our senior writer, Eric Adelson, back with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Good Monday morning to you, Eric. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. Great to be on with you guys.
I don't know why I want to start with the bad stuff, but I guess that's just more comical to me how poorly the Cowboys and Eagles seem to be playing here in the second half of the season, just outdoing each other every week.
Well, we might have a division winner with dead coach walking. I can't remember the last time that we've had that. I mean, they are the best team in that division, and the Eagles just can't get it together, losing to the Dolphins. By the way, the Dolphins are actually a pretty good story. But the Cowboys, they're right there. And again, and I've said this on the show every week, and I look more and more wrong every week, but I really feel like with Zeke and with Dak and with that offensive line, they could stun some people in the playoffs. They just have to get it together. And I don't know. They're just not buying into Garrett at all. But, do you really need that? They have a good offensive coordinator. Their defensive coordinator is pretty good. I'm just waiting for them to get – you know what? I feel that way about the Eagles. They have the quarterback of their dreams. And they still have also a very good offensive line. But it's just they just outdo each other with this abysmal play where you look for something, some silver lining, and you get a lump of coal. And not only that, but it's not that they're not just failing to improve. They're getting worse. I mean, they're getting worse as the season goes on. And it's really one of the more stunning, aggravating, bang your head against the wall divisions I've ever witnessed.
We're talking to Eric Adelson, senior NFL writer here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Eric, lots of embarrassing losses. I think a lot of teams were embarrassed yesterday. I mean, you could look at the Raiders, who you know, a couple of weeks ago, hey, they're right in it. You can look at the Jets getting beaten by the Bengals. In your opinion, what was the most I mean, the Chargers, again, losing a rookie quarterback, no Von Miller. I mean, brutally, brutally embarrassing loss for them. Out of all of those, which one hurt which team the most, do you think?
Man, well, I think the Jets was kind of a stunner because it looked like the Jets finally were pulling it together, and then they lay an egg. And you say the same about the Raiders. I would say those two are 1-2 because when you just don't show up, then at this late in the season especially, you know, clunkers happen early in the year when they're trying to figure out all the pieces. But we're in December now, and just to have that kind of performance, It really makes you question about the whole direction that the team is going in, especially with the Jets. Because I really was bullish on the Jets at the beginning of the year. But when you look at Gase's inability to get any kind of momentum, and then now look at Miami, look at Ryan Tannehill, you really have to wonder if that's a one-and-done coach. Because where's the spark? Where's the value added? They have Darnold now. Hell, they have Le'Veon Bell. They have a pretty good defense. They have a pretty good secondary. But they play like that. I don't know how you make a case to keep Gase.
Let's not undersell the L.A. Chargers loss in Denver either.
It was incredible.
They had an extra week to prepare for a quarterback who has never started. They did not have to face Von Miller. They got Derwin James back. And they still couldn't beat the Denver Broncos. I mean, Anthony Lynn, that he has had such a bad season. Phillip Rivers has had such a bad season. I don't know if they're going to clean house, what they're going to do moving into a new stadium next year, but that really was an awful loss for the Chargers.
Yeah, you know, I'm always a Chargers apologist on the show, and
you don't have to be.
I know, and you guys give me carte blanche to dump on the Chargers. But I'm gonna draw this out one more week. I just think that getting Derwin back is great, but first game back in there, it's tough. On the road, it's a place. I mean, they're always on the road. We talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago about Philip Rivers and what his future is, and I think that that's a really valid question. But it seems like this is sort of a star-struck team from the very beginning with the injuries, with the holdouts, and then a little bit of a hangover coming off a very good year. I'm still a Chargers believer until I'm wrong, and I'm almost giving them a whole season as a mulligan. I know that's a terrible thing to do in the NFL where you don't get mulligans for even a week. But I still want to see them healthy and with a little bit of an easier schedule next year. And I feel like there's not going to be this cascade of angry Charger fans coming at me because they're not showing up at the stadium either, so they're probably not going to be mad enough to get upset with me.
No, they'll come after you because they don't even like anybody saying they believe. Like,
I'll give them a mulligan on the move to L.A. if they want a mulligan on that.
Yeah,
I don't know about this season.
So, but. Eric, I actually, you know, after a rough morning with the betting, I was chasing it a little bit yesterday, and I thought, well, just like Ben said, you got savvy veteran Philip Rivers, you got Derwin James coming back, you're taking on Drew Lock, he's never played in the NFL before, no Von Miller, 5.5-point spread, that's easy money. Our listeners were mad at me for even betting on the Chargers yesterday, so just know they're going to come after you anyway. I'm just trying to make their money spends too, but they just seem to find new ways to lose every single week. It's almost comical at this point, and I do feel bad for the hardcore Charger fans. But when I watch, I've never seen anything like it. Ever. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, no, you have to point the finger, I think, at Lynn to some extent, because Rivers also. I mean, I'm not telling you guys you don't already know. Rivers just doesn't seem focused. He just seems easily upset, and he's always sort of had that side of his personality.
Yeah.
But at some point, somebody has to either talk to him or talk to Anthony Lynn and just say, you know, hey, listen, these are games we need to win, and we're not winning them because we're killing ourselves. And if that isn't fixed, it doesn't matter what they have in terms of the talent.
Yep.
Because if you have a quarterback, everybody looks for the quarterback, especially that kind of veteran quarterback. And if he's just constantly upset, then I think you get tentative. And this might be beginning to happen with the Patriots offense, too, where every single look, every single camera angle on Brady, it's just he's so disappointed in everybody around him. And I think that there's a point where that stops motivating and starts just sort of deflating, so to speak, with the Patriots. And I'm not sure where that point is. I'm never going to doubt the Patriots. I'm never going to doubt Tom Brady. But that just seems like a team in a funk. And when the quarterback always looks like he's disappointed in everyone, I think that kind of bleeds into the rest of the team at some point.
They're putting up 51 in the divisional round of the playoffs. Just calling my shot right now.
Who, the Pats? Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
I just know it. Let me ask you about Ravens against 49ers. I'm actually kind of glad that game was played in a driving rainstorm, because if it is a Super Bowl preview, I hate kind of already knowing what happened. Like, when the Chargers played the 49ers in the Super Bowl, they had played the last month and just got obliterated, and you knew it was probably going to happen again. You don't really know, because of the weather, who was the better team in that game. It was close. It was competitive. What was your takeaway from Ravens 49ers?
Well, I think the last time the Super Bowl was in Miami was a driving rainstorm. I think it was Colts Bears. And so don't rule that out again. I was so impressed with the Ravens. Actually, you know what? With both teams, I was impressed with the Ravens because they won in this sort of blood sport way. Lamar Jackson had a couple of good runs, but they really had to grit it out, and then they had to manufacture points. And they did it. They did it in kind of a different way for them. And I think that. I mean, if you look at their resume, they've beaten the Patriots. They've destroyed the Texans. They really kind of beat up on the Patriots, too. I believe they beat the Seahawks. Now they beat the Niners. They have a fantastic resume. They need to beat the Browns. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, that needs its own documentary.
It's that one stumble. They beat the Rams, too. I mean, they've beaten some really good teams. I'll tell you, man, they are a really, really fun team to watch. I mean, who would have thunk it? Baltimore.
They are.
You know, it's special.
Yeah. And so much more fun than the I mean, they've had two championship teams with Ray Lewis. And those teams are this sort of defense first.
Yep.
You know, not as fun. Certainly great football. You know, Ed Reed, but not exciting. And this is an exciting team. But I'll also say this: I think that you finally have a blueprint for Lamar Jackson. It didn't work in terms of winning the game, but I think he had less than 100 passing yards. It's almost like, okay, he's gonna gash you for these highlight reel runs. But if you can keep him from finding Marquise Brown, from finding the tight ends consistently, then you can stay in the game to the end, and maybe they make a mistake. I mean, I think that that's kind of the best plan for beating that team. And he was frustrated, too. That's the most frustrated I've seen as a pro,
yeah.
Except against the Chargers. The Chargers last year, he was almost, like, stunned. But Lamar Jackson seemed like he was beating up on himself a little bit on the sideline rather than putting on the shades and waiting for the next drive. And so I feel like if you're the Niners, you're like, you know what? We can definitely beat that team on a neutral field. And if the Ravens, you could say, well, we can win any type of game that we're in. And so you never want to discount the Patriots ever, or the Seahawks, because those teams have been there. But I feel like those are the best two teams in the league.
Eric, good stuff as always. Final quarter of the season is coming up. Look forward to enjoying the December with you each Monday. Thanks for your time.
All right. Have a great week.
Eric Adelson, our senior NFL writer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.